What up, though? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we'll discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all. Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing. Hey.
Hey.
You guys are listening, but if you're on Facebook, you're watching us live on our What Works For Us page and whatever page else we live on, but you are listening or watching
What Works For Us.
All Black.
All Queer.
All Black.
I apologize for us being absent last week. It was all my fault.
Excuses. How was it your fault, Eric Edmondson?
I can talk about that in the check-in, but that ain't an excuse. That's the truth.
Well, shout out. This episode is being brought to you by Mr. Telltale's Kitchen. Tonight's drink on the menu is Dark and Stormy. It consists of Bullet with... I forgot what was in here.
Oh my God.
Ginger beer.
Don't, and... How you going?
Anyway, who wants to check in? It is time for what? Check in. You want to go first, Edmondson?
I'll go first since I did say I wasn't here or it was my fault. I totally forgot about the episode or not just recording last week because last week was a jam-packed week for me. I don't know if it's something about Q2 or something where everything just seemed to have started then, but just a lot of stuff started for me last week, and I was a lot of stuff attached to a lot of stuff I started last week, and I was just on overload. So, because I had a new, first of all, I got voluntold to training at work, which I was very pissed about, because had I not done that, I probably would have still had my same mind, but because they just dumped that on me, just, oh, we're going to put you in a new, we're going to tag something else onto your job title without giving you a raise. Oh, okay. And they make it sound like it's a benefit. And I'm like, no, a benefit would be if I got some more dollars, some month, $1, $2, $1.50. But, you know, I guess that's asking for too much.
What
but anyway.
About a quarter? You took for a quarter?
Who?
A quarter.
No shade. I don't want to say nothing disparaging because, I mean, that was raises. I remember when I was working at Target and I had to sign reviews and I'm like, I don't even want to get this. I don't want to give this to this person. I'm like, why? Well, because a quarter. I'm going to tell them they got a quarter raise. I'm supposed to sit there with a straight face and tell somebody, we gave you a quarter. And that's supposed to be like, they're supposed to be excited about that.
I haven't got a raise in a long time. Well, not like
that. Oh, well, no, first of all, go ahead.
Go ahead, your check
here. Well, you have not gotten a raise because you get promoted. You get promoted, then you get promoted again, then you get promoted to rest. So those would be raises.
Well, I was just about to say, though, I remember at a point in time when a quarter, that was good stuff because it's, some jobs give you 10 cents.
It is. I've almost had to give a review for somebody who got about 7 cents. Didn't want to get that one either. I'm like, this, what's the point of even giving that? They're gonna look at me like, why did you waste my time? And that's how he looked at me too. Like, why are you even telling me this?
Like, I think a quarter would change your.
A quarter can.
The $13.75 sounds better than $14 sound better than $13.75.
It does. But I mean, it just only, it sounds it. I mean, what's the math on that though? Like a quarter, what is that? So you make a quarter. I don't even want to feel like doing all the damn math, but that's probably like $600 something a year.
So a quarter times 40 times two, right? We get paid every two times two times 12. I don't know. How much is that a year?
Wait, a quarter times 40. Is that only 50? Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, 0.25.
Yeah, times 40. That's 10. So that's $10.
$10 a week. So
times 4 will be 4. So then times 12 would be, 12 times 40. $480.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Question. So, we could just let our listeners know. I know I supposed to be, we are live on Facebook. Shout out to Facebook. Shout out to everybody. I was still supposed to be recording this episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first about 10 minutes was not recorded, but we're recording now.
Oh my God.
Well, because all it says at the top is Facebook Live, and now it's recording. So it's, I thought it would automatic record since we're going live, but I guess it don't.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, so, okay, well, hey again, because this is going to be put, we're going to repurpose this, but yeah. So hi again, hello. Welcome to What Works For Us. All over again, but this, we're only doing this because this is going to be repurposed, so we have to reintroduce so we won't be looking crazy. But anyway, going back to my check-in, and what's going on, last week was crazy busy, a lot of stuff. I was voluntold stuff, and then it was a whole bunch of Essence of Style stuff, which is exciting. Some of the stuff that happened last week, as a result, you know, I did my first reel and I'm on TikTok. What?
Child, Emerson, you are too old for TikTok. I'm just playing.
No, the fuck, I'm not.
Well, I'm glad you owe TikTok because you were talking a lot of stuff about TikTok.
I was talking a lot of stuff about it, but I'm only doing this because I have to. You know, I have to, I have a virtual styling coaching business. I have to be virtual. So, you know, I'm trying to be everywhere. So I didn't want to, but I was advised to take my ass on over to TikTok. So I did. And yeah, so, and now I'm into it. I'm into it now. I got so many other stuff I'm gonna do now. I be on there looking, and I only really go on there just to try to get ideas. So I don't even be on there consuming. I'm just like, ooh, I hear something out like a soundbite or those little song things. I want, ooh, I want that. Ooh, I want that. Ooh, I want that. I got like four already in my mind that I wrote out that I'm gonna do. So now I'm into the whole Reels TikTok thing. I mean, it is what it is. It's 2021. What else, you know, what you gonna do? But so that's that. Other than, I don't think there's anything else going on. I'm just busy per usual, doing the same stuff I normally do. I did go outside today. I was telling Mr. Telltales, I went outside today. I went to the Domain, and it was actually good to be outside. Just walking around. I took a couple of laps just walking around. I had a task I had to do for, you know, Essence of Style stuff. But other than that, though, it was still nice seeing men driving around in their nice sports cars and their Corvettes and everything like that. And I saw a couple of, you know, nice cars driven by Black men. I don't know why that always excites me. But anyway, that's that on that. So I went outside, and I definitely need to go outside more because I was telling Mr. Telltales, I don't know nothing about Austin. I've been here for damn near 6 years, and I don't really have any spaces or places I can tell somebody I want to go other than like the Domain. And I think that I need to know more than that. So yeah, I'm, you know, when I have time, I'm not making no promises because I still got a whole, my schedule still be full with other stuff. But I do see in my future, I see me having more time. I won't be doing all that learning and stuff, all that stuff I was doing before. At this point, it's just all about execution, and it ain't gonna take me all day to execute and do stuff. So I'll have some more free time to be able to do stuff. So that's that on that. I was shout out, or my heart goes out to DMX. I hope that he ends up being okay.
Okay.
And the only reason I say that is because and it's weird, but this, if something happened to DMX, even though I'm not like a diehard fan, I feel like, but I'm not, I don't dislike him. I've dropped it like it's hot to many of his songs. It's just, I'm not like a stan of his. Like, I don't have any of his albums. But if something happened to him, it would be a hit for me because I feel like that's a hit to my culture. I feel like I was a part of his era. When he came out, I was knee deep in the music in my mind. I'm part of the Bad Boy camp. I was a bad girl with my sister Lil' Kim. I was very knee deep in that then. So, and then Rough Riders came, and then we know Murder, Inc. and No Limit, all, you know, back when they had the family clicks and all that kind of stuff. And if something happened to X, that would be that would hit me because that was my era. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that was a part of my era. We can't be losing our people in our era. Like, it's different. No shade to Aretha Franklin or, those are our legends, or what they, think they call them, pioneers with the Ledger Panel. I think that's what they call them. But those people, they're not, I mean, of course she's a legend, and it's sad to see those type of legends go too, but I didn't necessarily grow up with, she was already successful when I was born. But okay. Like the, huh?
Oh,
Why are you breaking up?
By the time you came out.
What happened? You breaking up. I don't know what's happening.
Just keep it going. What were you saying?
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, my heart goes out to DMX. I hope he, you know, I hope he ends up being okay. I'm hearing mixed. I don't know what's going on exactly, but I hope that if the positive stuff I'm hearing about him is true, I hope that he's able to pull out of it and fully recover. But that was my week.
Well, yes, shout out to DMX and his family. Like, that would be, you know, like you said, that was our era, right? Like, Murder, Inc. I just knew if I was going to get signed to a record label, Murder, Inc. was my label. But I was still cool with the Rough Riders. I'd have been with them, you know, hanging out with them, too. You know, I'd have been, you know, going to all the bad boy parties.
Yeah, we all hung out.
Right. I'd be fucking on somebody from Rockefeller Records. Like, I would have been fucking on somebody from
Right. Because you don't We fuck all hung out with each other.
You know, fucking your old family. So I agree. And I mean, just for it to knowing that it was like a drug related and stuff. And I've been doing some training around harm reduction this week and all of that kind of stuff, like people on opioids and being able to respond and stuff like that. And I don't know what DMX is on and what is all of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, just shout out. I just always, when I think about DMX, I always think about me not going to Target to buy one of his albums and going to Walmart and not paying attention. The only reason why I went to the Walmart, because I can't even remember, but I knew that you couldn't buy explicit music at Walmart. And I remember going to a Walmart and buying a DMX album. And I think I might have said this on the show before. And all it was, went a roof, and went a da-da-da, a roof. And
oh, hell no.
Literally, so for every cuss word, he was barking.
Oh my gosh.
You remember the clean versions of the album?
Oh like, my gosh.
It was the worst experience ever. And it was like a roof, when the roof come.
Oh my God.
I was just like, I can't, like.
No, I cannot.
There was no words. It was just barking throughout the whole album. And so that is, like, I swore to God and, you know, I love me some God and Jesus, that I would never go to Walmart and buy a rap album after experiencing all that barking on the DMX album. So yeah, sending love to him and just anybody that's even experiencing that and, you know, that type of thing. But bear with me, guys, because my allergies has been on 101. You know, my eyes might look a little chingy since we're live on Facebook. But it's straight up allergies, because guess where I was this weekend? Boop. Miami. And so
when I tell you the world, it was so many people in Miami. It was people from Austin, other people in Austin and Miami. I might, you know, like always, which is going to change in the future for sure. But, you know, I'm always vicariously living through all y'all. So I'm looking at YouTube videos. I'm like, Miami, it was off the fucking chain. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. It was so many people going to Miami. Even like I ran into some guys here in North Carolina. They're going, our couple friends, they're going to Miami tomorrow or Wednesday. So the tickets are fairly cheap. So everybody's going to Miami. Like, why not? Yeah. I would say though, right, Miami closed. Miami Beach closed down. The city closed. So, I had a great time. A great time, a day party. I was there. It was my partner's birthday. So, shout out to Will.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Belated birthday.
So, we went out with him and his best friend. And that was fun. Yeah, Miami was really, Emerson was talking about it offline. It was like the first, like, I haven't posted me doing anything socially in a year. So just because of a lot of the COVID shame and really, I might've done something that I didn't post, but I didn't even do what I would usually do, you know, throughout the year. But yeah, because of COVID shame and then just, you know, not wanting to just be involved in all that, like what people got to say about what I was doing. So as a person that is now fully vaccinated, I decided that, you know, Miami was okay for me. It's 2021. I'm fully vaccinated. If I just follow the science, I'm good. So we went and it was a good time. I really had a good time. It was the first time I was able to actually post videos. I remember back in the day, I would post videos at every club, every bathroom, I would always have my phone out. So it felt weird doing that again because I haven't done it in a while. And I actually still deleted some videos. But I kept a lot of videos, like twerking on a pole and cocktailing and being out.
I think the curation, not to cut you off, but I think the curation of stories, videos, now that people are starting to venture out more, because I've seen some people who was have not only not recorded all year, but they have not been out all year. And I saw them out posting videos. They out on Rodeo Drive shopping. So I think that what I'm trying to say is, I think uncurated, like fucked up videos is okay for stories, just because we haven't seen any content from so many people in so long that normally be like you, who normally shows where they at. We don't, you know, people who normally like to look at that kind of stuff, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? We haven't seen it in so long. So if you have some, I mean, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I just think if y'all got some videos, you're like, I'm not about to post that, girl, post that fucked up video, girl. Let us see. Because we ain't seen shit in so long.
And I ain't posted so long, so I felt really good posting again. Like, and people just like, oh, the videos, bagels. And I had so what I would say is I had so much interaction on Instagram. Like, people was saying, because, you know, for a while, I had my videos. I didn't even know I had my stories blocked.
You did.
But thanks for not telling me.
Well, I thought you did it on purpose.
Oh no, I didn't. Oh. I opened my videos and put some content up there, and with a lot of communication with a lot of people. And it was some people, yo, you in Miami? I'm in Miami. You in Miami? I'm in Miami. Everybody was in Miami.
Yeah, everybody was in Miami.
Everybody. And you see that I ran into Tiana. That was funny. Like, out of all the people, I didn't think I was gonna run. Oh, did I show you that? I did show you that picture. Okay, yeah, I ran into Tiana.
Not Tiana. Hey, Tiana.
Hey, Tiana, and happy belated birthday to you as well. So I had a good time in Miami. Came back real stuffy, real allergies. Eyes is on just, if I could just pluck them out. But yeah, it's Monday. Back to work. It was a rough Monday, but not too bad, you know. So, yeah. So what else happened? That was really it. That was most of my week in Miami. Furniture's coming in. Watching, you know, somebody put it together has been really a joy of my life, and selling furniture on Facebook and stuff like that. So, that's my check-in. Boom Cat. Shout out to my little Nas X. You know, he got his second number one single today. It debuted on the charts. And like, some of his messaging, it's just been incredible. He's a big inspiration for me. And a lot of people, I feel like, could benefit from really get into, you know, what's going on with him and what he's talking about not giving up on yourself and stuff like that, and really believing in yourself. And I think that's just the bottom line, what he's doing. And he's 21, you know, but like, watch, so I don't know if you saw it, he recorded a video of himself a year ago, loving on himself, telling him that, you know, congratulations for all you've accomplished. It's been a hell of a time. Cause, you know, he just get a lot. Like, we just, you know, he seems that he's okay, but he also says he's not okay with all the homophobic backlash and the way they've been treating him. You know what I'm saying? And so even the backlash from the video or whatever, he says he's okay, but he also says he's not. And so I just think it's interesting to celebrate him for his number one, celebrate him on just being just the most, I don't know, I guess, I mean, eventually we're just going to have to say the most successful Black queer person, openly Black queer man. in the music business. I mean, I know it's a lot of them. That's that's in there, but they ain't saying nothing. So shout out to him. So that's all I got. Episode don't be looking like that about my and he's not my man. I don't know what to call him. What can I classify Lil Nas X as? A concubine?
A concubine? I guess you could. Not a concubine.
I know how to.
I guess that's what it would be.
Interesting. So what is on the topic today? What is we chitter chatting about? But you know, before you get into that, just to remind everyone, we are live on Facebook. So shout out to all our Facebook people.
Hey.
For us page. Hey. And I remember we used to do this before when we used to go live on Instagram all the time.
Oh yeah.
Not video, but it was
yeah.
It was
it was video.
Yeah, it was video. And I would tell the people you know, on recording that we're live. So just shout out to y'all because we are live. And my nose itch.
Okay, well, I don't, we're on camera, so I can't, I was gonna say, well, go ahead and scratch it, but you're on camera, so I don't know. But I guess today, the topic is about the suppression of, well, that's not the title of the show, but pretty much the debate, what I was thinking when I thought about this topic today, the topic of today's show was suppression of femininity, because there was this wrestler, or not, well, no, it was a professional wrestler. I don't remember his, I know his name now is Gabby Fitz on Instagram, but or her, I'm sorry, her, I'm sorry. Her, Gabby Fitz is her name now on Instagram, but she is transitioning. And she used to, wait, but where is she at though? I can't find her now. Wait, let me see. It was Gabby Fitz, but I don't know if she changed her name because I can't find her now. Oh yeah, she changed her name. Gabby Tuft. Okay, so her name is Gabby Tuft and she used to be a WWE superstar. She's transitioning and it's actually a picture. She actually has a picture on her page of her whole transition. She posted it today, 11 hours ago. I don't know if y'all can see it. I don't even know, but
I can see it.
Yeah, but that's her. Can you see?
Yeah, I can see. Well, how'd she get so less ripped?
Well, she started taking her hormones. So I guess that's what made her more soft.
Oh, she's transitioning. She didn't just start.
Yeah, she didn't just start. She's been transitioning for a while. So she's been taking. Yeah, she's been taking. She stopped. She was doing steroids. When she was before she transitioned, so she stopped all that, and then she started taking her hormones, and then she's gonna do all the surgeries there. She's gonna do all the surgeries, all the feminine, you know, all the surgeries to make her, you know, she's gonna do everything. But anyway, she talked about how pretty much when she was a man, the reason that she did, you know, take steroids and stuff like that and bulk up the muscle was a way to suppress at the time his femininity. So he used that anytime he felt like anything feminine, gay or anything like that, he would get more pumped up. He would go to the gym. He would pump steroids because that was a way to get to keep the feminine part of him that he wanted to, you know, unleash out. So that was one thing that made me want to talk about. And then Mr. Telltale showed me a picture of what's that rapper named Lil Pump? And he had his nails and his feet done.
Yes, Lil Pump.
Right. So, that was the thing. And I'm like, and he showed it on Instagram. So, and I'm not saying he's suppressed, but I don't know. I feel like some of these men out here are starting to let us know that they have been suppressing their feminine side and they're, you know, they're showing it to us. They're kind of pretty much showing us. I mean, like, you know, the little Uzi Verts, all these people there. And that doesn't mean, I'm not necessarily saying because they have a feminine side that they're gay. I'm just saying that they have a feminine side that they are unleashing and they're, you know, letting live. And I wanted to talk about it because I think that that's a thing, that's something that a lot of men do, not just gay people, but I think men, period. I think this whole macho, bravo, toxic masculinity, whatever y'all want to call it, I think that isn't, you know, growing up, you're taught as a man or a boy, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you know what I'm saying, can't wear pink, you can't play with dolls, you can't skip, you can't you know, do certain dances. You can't do the splits. I mean, just certain things you just can't do that I think that a lot of us wanted to do or did. Because I didn't suppress my femininity very well. But some people do it really, really well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like alter ego. So I just wanted to talk about it because and just talk about how we're seeing it show up now, especially us being older now or, you know, up in dynasties, whatever, you know, and we're looking at younger generations come behind us and seeing stuff that they're doing. It's like I look at stuff different. I'm like, like, why is he, you know, somebody just, I'm like, well, why did he do that? Like, why did Lil Pump post that picture of his? I know he did it for shock value and stuff like that, but I don't think it was just shock value. He probably always wanted to do his nails. He probably always wanted to go to a nail shop and get his nails done, but he was told he can't because he's a man. So that's what I wanted to talk about.
I mean, definitely, I like how you brought up the topic, well, brought up the issue that it has nothing to do with sexuality, because this conversation, even amongst the straight people, is very prevalent amongst the gays, right? Yeah. What I think about a lot of us is that are not able to express ourselves in a lot of more feminine ways than, you know, than how we grew up. We grew up in Detroit. Because we're going to go full circle, because we're going to go back to like the celebrity part of it.
Yeah.
But I feel like just to bring, ooh, somebody took me on. Just to bring it back to those.
Is that a flex?
Huh? Whatever, you always have to cut it out. You need to cut it out. It be scaring me, okay? So first of all, so just for those who think that they're like kind of removed from this conversation because they're a butch queen. No, the butch queens are the same way. Because we grew up, I was looking at the old pictures, and mind you, we were in Detroit. But still, we were like the baggy clothes, the short haircuts, we were like dipping in runway and voguing in Carl Kana and FUBU and Pale, like I don't know, just all the really Sean John, right?
Yeah.
Rockefeller, G Unit, all of those outfits. That's what we were, even being cunt, right? We were still conditioned to that. And like you said, you were always a separate from the rule. And we kind of talked about this before about raw femininity, but I think to even go further that it's when it comes to like butch queen is where it's this around just gender non-binary or the gender fluidity at this point. Am I breaking up?
You did, but you came back.
Yeah, it said something about being unstable. So I know I can't record it here no more. I'm in my bedroom. So welcome to my bedroom, y'all. I get to see my sexy wall, but
oh, that's very intimate.
I'm not gonna let you know what's behind. Oh my god. We know where we at in your house.
Yeah. So they might community space.
They might wanted to know, but y'all in my bedroom. My bed is right there. So we with gender non-binary and all of these, you know, popular way to, you know, express ourselves, whether our gender or creativity, mostly gender, right? We could do those things like the nail paintings and the makeup, the hair, right? The hair, like girls is, I mean, I see people really just wearing wigs, like regular butch queens, six pack, body out, just randomly wearing wigs to clubs and stuff like that. I think it's amazing. I love that we're now able to express our femininity a little bit more. But I really love it because I think it's always been suppressed. And so to get off the butch queens and back to the straight people or entertainers, I really love it. I just find it to be sexy. I find it to be sexy, period. I love feminine energy, I guess because I've always... So anyway, to go to like little Pump, the Pump or Pimp?
That was Pump.
Pump. His nails was cute. I was jealous. I don't know if I would do nails that long. They were a little too Cruella De Vil like, but they were cute. And I think, I mean, they're all acting butch queenie to me. They're all starting to be not just in their look, but the way they talk, in the way they dress. They're all being a little bit more in touch. But I find it, what I would say would be interesting to you and Black, pro-Black people, is it all a part of a gay agenda? Like, who are the people behind them? Because I've read that, like, you know, it's the stylist, it's the gay, it's this gay agenda that's kind of behind it. Do you, why you say? Why would you look that fierce?
I was just trying to hear your question out.
Is it, I know how you're aligned with the pro-Black community. And I also know your personal, you know what I'm saying? I know your personal attributes around that, but I'm just curious, where do that fall in? Is it the gay agenda?
Well, first of all, let me be very clear. I do watch a lot of pro-Black people, but I've never said, like, I'm not in alignment with them. I've said plenty of times on here, I don't agree with everything they say, but I do appreciate the fact that they're speaking up for Black people, because if they weren't doing it and we relied on the news to do it, we would be SOL, or we would be miseducated like a lot of us are in the United States of America, or the world, I'll say, but on certain things. But that's just that on that. But as far as the gay agenda goes, I was telling this to, shout out to Kristen Dior. I was telling her this, actually, and I didn't talk about that, but Kristen Dior did come over my house, I think that same week, that was crazy week, she came over that Sunday. So we had a long talk about, we talked about everything. But we talked about, we talked about the Lil Nas X video. And I was like, you know, I don't really blame him for anything, or I don't really call, it's not him I'm looking at. I am looking at the people that's behind him, the people that's funding these expensive looking videos. Who are they and what are they doing it for? Because marketing is a big, there's always a target when you're marketing. You're not just marketing to everybody. You always have a, like, I guess you said that thing talking about, well, the older gays, they're just mad because it's not their demographic. You're right. It's not my demographic they're trying to get. But who are they trying to get though? That's my whole thing. Who are they trying to market this to? What's their angle? What? You? You think they're trying to get to you? With all that cartoon imagery?
I love cartoon imagery.
No, you don't. You don't like cartoons. Don't start lying.
I don't like cartoons. I like cartoon imagery.
Same difference.
I like shirts with cartoon characters. I like books with cartoon characters. I like flyers that I make are usually animated.
Well, most of the time, cartoon imagery is marketed to children. Let's just keep it a buck. So I don't know if I'm not saying that that's what it is. I don't know what it is, but my thing is that's, so when certain things does happen, or when they always make Black people, like, I look at a lot of stuff, like when they do makeup campaigns for, now I told you, they have men wearing makeup in Dior and all these Gucci, they show men wearing makeup. And sometimes I have to check sometimes, like, are they, I'll see a Black man, I'm like, oh, okay. But I have to go check, like, but is there a white man in makeup though? Like, why are they just showcasing the Black man in makeup, but they don't show the white man in makeup? Like, I don't be understanding. They could say, oh, well, we're trying to be, you know, I guess in their way, pro-Black and all this kind of stuff. But I'd be, sometimes it just don't add up. So I don't know. I'm not gonna say it's a gay agenda, but I don't know why. I do think that they do promote Black men as far as the media and stuff like that goes. I feel like they promote more Black men being, they do prefer us to be more feminine, or they do prefer that imagery. It's like they're comfortable. It's less, we talked about this before, it's less threatening. So they'll put those images out as opposed to putting like a man, or if they do put a man out there, I guess, quote unquote. But even like you said, the rappers, they're talking about drugs and stuff like that. They are not, they're kind of like butch queens now. Mm-hmm. They're not like they was back in the early 90s, where it was like, if you saw them on the street, you would probably walk on the other side of the street. You saw them walking, well, no, I'm not, I don't fuck with him. That's the type of imagery they had back in the day. They don't have that no more. Shit, they be having bags. They have better bags than these bitches do. So, you know what I'm saying? And they nails be
done. Playboy was fighting over one.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's, I don't, what some of the pro-black stuff that they do say, it does make me go, even being gay, I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm here for the gay agenda. Like, if it is a gay agenda, that's going to make my life a little bit more comfortable, my life a little bit more visible, my, you know, the way I want to move, the way I want to dress, the way I want to be, all of that a little bit more comfortable. It might be a facade, right? It might be the same amount of homophobes out there. It might be the same amount of racist people out there. So when they see my black gay ass, it's, you know, what they do probably wouldn't be a big of a difference. But I think for me, being able to see, you know, me, or even the idea that a 15-year-old me is seeing me, is seeing Lil Nas X and seeing, you know, the Migos and Ty Jeans, or seeing, you know, Lil Pump with some nails on. I think for their sake, then yes, what's wrong with the gay agenda? It's always been, and this is nothing to you, and I always just tease you about the pro-black. I understand, but I do feel like you do find value in it. So I always like to get a good perspective with, you know, what they're talking about. Because again, I won't even listen to them, right? You know, if I feel like it's the pro-black, I'm just like, because I always think it's rooted in homophobia. If I felt like the pro-black was not rooted in homophobia, then I would find a little bit more in there for me. But it, like you said, there's always jewels in that, because I am black first, right? So it's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always down for the idea of pro-blackness until it is on the back of my pro-queerness. But so I think, I mean, I really do think there is an agenda around femininity in media and then exploiting that. But I don't think it's a new thing, right? Because I know we're talking about it a little bit now, like it's a new phenomenon, but it was trending last night on Twitter. Those Earth, Wind & Fire and the Isley Brothers outfits, every last person, the concert, the hair, the makeup, they were cunt boots.
Mm-hmm. And do you know that one picture that goes around? It's a picture of the Isley Brothers, and it's this one person, and it's this one person picture. You might have saw it. He was cunt. But some people, when they show the picture, they always cut him out, and I'm like, don't be doing that. He was part of the crew. He was part of the crew. Even Dr. Dre back in the day, I don't think people even realized. But each time I call him, he's some gangster when he first came out. Cunt boots, baby.
Yeah. So I think they have always exploit the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, for femininity in blackness. But the problem is, it's never been aligned with queerness. You get what I'm saying? Like, they were able to say they were still straight, you know, the Prince and Michaels, or the Isleys and Earth, Wind & Fire. I mean, they were showing his hairstyles again, but he's not going to identify that with queerness. So we were always still left out of that. You get what I'm saying? And so I think now it's still the same, right? It's still the same, because Lil Pump can do that with the nails, but I'm not gay. But you know what, he's doing that with the nails, he got a sex video out. I watched it the other day. You know what I'm saying? So, right. But I'm just saying, you know, so he's able to do that and still be straight. And again, we already said that femininity does not equal to sexuality. I'm just separating the two around how they have always been able to make space for femininity in Black culture, you know, through generations. And again, we went out of it, now we're back in it. But what I'm wanting to kind of go along with that is the respect of the queerness to go along with that. Like, if the straight guy can do it and get away with it, and because we know that he fucking he having sex with a girl, then that's fine. But if I do it and I put on a wig, I should be fine.
I agree with what you said. You said a lot, so I gotta make sure. I agree with some of the stuff that you said, most of it. I do think, though, that, I don't know. my thing is, I don't, and this is gonna sound, this is gonna actually sound horrible, I'm about to say, but I don't necessarily want everybody walking around looking like me. I don't. I think, they can express their femininity, but I found joy, and they actually, I think it was a South Park episode or something about this, where they was talking about, they was like, we actually enjoy, it was the episode where it was the Queer Eye for the Straight Eye episode on South Park, and the whole town started dressing, they let their feminist side out. They was getting their hair done, their nails done, they was doing everything, all the men, and Mr. Garrison was like, the other gal was like, we don't want to see all y'all dressed like this. We like actually being unique. We actually like being different and not necessarily expressing ourselves in our own way. We don't want everybody to be going out here and, you know, getting their nails done, all men and stuff like that. But all women don't do it either. So it's not like, so I guess for me, what I'm saying is, I'm okay with people expressing their femininity, but I think that if it's authentic, if it's really something that you really want to do, not you're just trying to follow or keep up with the Joneses, or you're just trying to do what everybody else is trying to do, and that's not really who you are, that's not really what I would call your style personality, that's really not what that is, then no, I'm not here for it.
Huh? But don't you feel like you have to explore that? Because I remember at one point you had me wearing, like, I was thinking that I was going to wear jeans like you. And I realized, well, I feel cunt in my own way.
But
I realized that wasn't my cuntness, right? Yeah. Like, I have a lot of cuntness. That just wasn't.
Well, I'm not saying don't explore it if that's something that you might have a curiosity about, but I'm also not saying don't do it just because you see everybody else doing it. It's because you see Little Pump. I might be a little boy or somebody who's young who never even thought to do something like that, and they might didn't really want to do that. But because, oh, Little Pump's doing it and he's popular and he's cool or whatever, I want to go and get me some Lee Press on nails and do my nails now. Just because he did it. I'm not here for that.
I definitely understand, like, the messaging you're saying, right? Like, let it be authentic, and you know I'm down for that. Like, and I think we got a long way to go with that. Like, this door of femininity being open, you know, we have a lot of people that, you know, I talk about people that are, you know, that are non-binary, using they, them pronouns. I feel like a lot of people is doing that because that's the wave, right? And I feel like they are fringing on a lot of the non-binary people who had to do that work, who actually had to put in the time to make it where we now can use they, them pronouns, or we now, you know, if you, this, you know, I feel like a lot of people is doing it for clout. They're doing it to be politically correct, or they're doing it to have that conversation piece. You know, they're presenting him, or she, her. And again, it's not me to judge that, right? It's like one of those things that you really can't judge. Like, you can never judge someone's level of femininity in a sense, like, if it's authentic, right? That, so that's why I hear you, but it's also like one of the things that you have to accept it, because you can't really challenge it in a way, because what if that's their expression, right? We would be the bad guys. But I do call out a lot when it comes to they, them pronouns. And now again, I cannot say how somebody feel or how they identify, what's their gender, you know what I'm saying? But I do find it strange that everyone's trying to do that, or everyone's saying that. And sometimes I don't think it's fair. I think they're taking up space that people fought to have. And now a bunch of people are now just taking up that space. So now, you know, it's just hard to know, you know, who's authentically. And again, you can't question that. Right? Like, how can you question someone's gender choice or pronouns? You can't question. If I tell you that I'm they, them, that's the end of the conversation.
Not necessarily their gender choice, no. But I mean, I don't know. If I had a kid and I had a son, and I'm not saying I would steer him one way or another, but I would want him to go just whatever direction he wanted to go in. Maybe he would emulate more me. But if he didn't want to emulate more me, and he didn't necessarily, like, I don't want to get my nails painted, I don't want to do all that stuff. And, you know, like, but that's all they see. And they don't see anybody else who's doing anything really different that's being I'll say amplified by media. I ain't gonna say they don't exist, but I do think that what I think is happening is that there all this femininity is getting pumped up and being that expressing that side, but then people, men who are just like, no, I don't want to do that, they're being called toxic masculine or toxic masculinity. And I'm like, I don't think that's always the case. I'm like, they just might just don't want to do that. Like, why do they? Because they like, no, I don't want to wear perfume. I don't want to put on makeup. I don't want to do nails. I'm kind of fine just doing what I'm doing. And then they get caught out. Oh, well, no, that's toxic masculinity. No, maybe.
But is that really what it is though? Like, I mean, that is, I think those people exist. I know a lot of people that would not fall in the, that would not get their nails done or wear perfume that wouldn't be toxic masculinity. I think what's happening is that they have something wrong, or they have say things, and am I speaking, maybe you know someone, because I agree with you. If you're just calling someone toxic because they don't do it for themselves, then I don't understand that. But I feel like in a lot of those situations, those people are speaking up or speaking out against people who do choose to do that. Because my thing is, we don't, as a person, like a queer person or a person that identify how I identify, meaning express in my cuntness, I don't, especially talking about media and platforms, those people, like, nobody gets up there and dogs, you know, I don't know, Jay-Z from back in the day looking like a drug dealer, or, I mean, in our community, white people have been able to do that, you know what I'm saying? But we haven't been able to degrade masculinity or judge what they consider to be masculinity.
Well, go ahead.
And so I think what the issue is, we're on both spectrums, is that we both feel that we are licensed to judge what's masculine in a lot of ways, because it's like, well, who says that's masculine? Who your daddy told you that, or media told you that, or you read it in a book? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not true. Like, and then because when we talk about history will prove to us that what we consider as masculine is that's just a fad as well. Like, these are all fads that people are doing now. Men probably were wearing perfume before. I'm just giving it, I'm not sure. But again, we know.
Why am I saying this? I'm not saying, well, for one, let me say, I do follow somebody who does call out, he does say that he always talks about the rappers back in the 90s. Like, the rappers back in the 90s were not examples of what a real man should be. The way they talk about women, how they talked about drugs. I follow a guy, he talked about that all the time. He was like, a lot of these rappers, you know, the way they used to talk about women and the stuff that they used to do was just not pro, you know what I'm saying? I'm not pro that. Like, I'm not for just, that doesn't make you cool just because you're going to, you know, you smoke, you know, weed and all that kind of stuff, you doing drugs and you affiliate with a gang. So there are some, but no, I'm not, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, let's just keep it real. People are very influential. We're dealing with a lot of people who are sheep out in these streets. So my thing is, we could say all this stuff all day long, but people follow the leader. People don't have their own backbone. We don't have a lot of independent thought leaders, especially in our community. We just don't. They see what they monkey see, monkey do. So that's what, I guess I'm just being real. Like, okay, we could say this, not this, not this, not this. But the imagery that's put in front of a lot of people nowadays, people emulate. So my thing is, I feel like the powers at be knows this.
But it was the same thing with the masculinity though, right? Like, who's to say men did not wear saggy pants? Men did not, you know what I'm saying? So that
who, I don't understand that response. I don't
like the masculine around like baggy pants.
I know, I understand
that. Where did they get that was media? Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. I thought you was coming at me like, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the media, either way, it's like that.
Yeah,
regardless of which way it's going, I guess what I'm saying is, it's stuff that's put in front of us that people, powers that be, that have the power to do stuff like that, they could, it's almost like they control it. So I feel like, I guess I'm kind of going maybe a little deeper. I guess I'm just saying that I'm fine with whatever's authentic to you. I don't have a problem if a man wants to get his nail done or what, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that men supposed to be this. I'm big on feminine, masculine energy. It's not gender specific. But I do feel like there is stuff that, because of media, how we consume media, internet, stuff like that, people marketing, stuff like that, I feel like there are certain things that they want us to see, even back in the 90s. Like you said, the baggy things, that was something they wanted to see. That whole secret meeting thing where they, this that secret meeting where they supposedly, you know, was in cahoots with the government and they was trying to get all these black men to go get whatever. I'm not saying that was true or false. I'm just saying this is something that was being talked about. Anywho, I feel like that was just, it was the opposite. It was, oh, okay, y'all go out and sell drugs, you know, talk about hoes and bitches. Try to kill each other. I feel like it's always a message. So I feel like it's always something. So my thing is, if it's masculinity, if it's femininity, I'm not saying us. I'm just saying whoever. I feel like it's something that is controlled, kind of, sort of, by somebody. I guess that's what I'm saying. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I do feel like, I don't know, it does seem like it is going in more so, I guess, our direction, but. As far as what they want, you know, they want people to be more accepting of stuff, you know, of people like us. And I'm here for that. But I don't know. I think it could be influential to people who maybe don't know no better. And they might go in that direction thinking that's.
Well, then you can be gay. If they don't know, if gay is an option, then they should be able to have it. If femininity is an option. And, you know, I agree with you, like, we all impressionable and all of those things, but options should have to exist and oppression has to be eliminated. So just because a person could be impressionable because of options, I would take that before someone needs to be oppressed because someone deemed that option not to be, you know, politically correct. And you know, so I agree, right? Like, parents need to raise their kids. Parents need to be in control of what their kids consume and don't consume. Because if they have an option, and if femininity and masculinity is one, then they should have the right to it. Like, you know, and that's just period. Because we can't, like, something's just going to have to go. And this idea that you got to raise your kids, so yes, you do. Yes, just the same way, you know, with drugs and violence and whatever stereotypes that we try to put, you know, in the control, you know, put in control of community. When, like you said, it's media, is all types of things that control, you know, what we, you know, what influences us. But if sexuality and femininity and masculinity is now more, you know, widely visible, widely available, and you as a parent has to be faced with those moral conversations that you need to have or do, then that's your job. Like, you don't suppress people and their quality of life to supposedly make your job easier because it's only a problem with you, you know? And so that's my only thing with it. Like, everything should be an even playing field. Like, I can't, if the powers to be is making femininity more out there, then that's just the choice that Black people should have. Maybe they did know they wanted to sit on two dicks, but now they do. They seen in the movie, they're like, well, bitch, I didn't know I could do that. I don't see what the problem with that.
I do, because I feel like, because I'm not, it's not the part that they seeing it. I just think it's the part that, again, we're talking about sheep. People just start doing anything just because everybody else is doing it. So I guess my whole thing is, if that's something they truly want to do, yeah. But I feel like, or, you know, I don't know. I guess I just ain't never been that type of person. As you well know, I do what I want. I do me. I don't, just because I see something that's done and I don't think that I'm supposed to do it. Like, but if some people's like that, like, oh, I'm supposed to do that? Oh, I'm supposed to suck 15 dicks. I'm not that girl. No, I'm not. That's not for me. But everybody's not like that. So I guess that will have how I raise my kid. Like, if I had a kid, me and Kristen talking about that too. I was like, if I had a kid, I would not be a conventional parent at all. I would be talking to my kid about all kinds of stuff that the people probably would want to come get my child. Because, and not because I'm doing anything inappropriate, I'm just kicking it to them real. I'd be like, look, if a dude try to stick a fist up your ass, if you don't want that, don't let his ass talk you into that. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? If your man put a dick in your face, don't think because you saw some bitch from Love and Hip Hop sucking dick, don't think that you got to do it if you're not ready to do that yet. You have you have options. You have choices. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I'm with the openness and choices. Like you said, huh?
Because the difference is them not being exposed to that is not going to not have those situations
happen. Oh, yeah, no.
And so, like you said, choices that you tell your kid, like you said, you're right.
Yeah, no, I was, so that would be, so I agree with you. I'm coming back. I agree with you when you saying raise your kids. Somebody I watched was like, well, that's dumb to sit there and say that. Well, you need to raise your kids. You can't watch everything your kids do. If you do stuff right, you can control certain things as far as what your kids see. Apple, a lot of people do not know these damn phones can prevent your kids from doing a lot of stuff. They don't want to learn how to figure out how to do it. So once they kids be watching porn and getting fist up their asses, then they want to comment, well, what is going on? Apple, I would expect more from you guys. There are parental controls on the phone that can stop your child from accessing certain apps at certain times. It can put a whole password on the phone after a certain time. This is the option that's available to you. Well, how the hell am I supposed to know that? Well, why would you not try to figure out ways to protect your child from seeing certain things or having access to certain things? If you know on your phone, you know you can go on Twitter and see some porn. Why would you think your child can't? So I do agree that people are going to have that old school parenting that they was doing back in the 50s. Don't fly in 2021. And that's on period.
It does. And people being exposed do not change. Because we think about, like we get about the suppression. We think about the people who wanted to be cut all along. Just because they didn't have the outlet to do it or we didn't see it in TV doesn't mean it didn't exist.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? And so I definitely get the conflict of, you know, parenting and how do you control all it? It's hard.
It's a lot.
But again, you can't suppress other people's quality of life because of your own morals and judgment or what you consider to be right or what you consider to be masculine enough or what you consider to be feminine. Like, these are all choices that you can make, but then you want to suppress other people for having those same values and morals about what they think is right. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I don't agree with that.
You know, wild parenting is tough and it, you know, you, the internet is something else. You know, And my whole thing too, that what just grinds my gears about all of this is that queerness is not doing nothing to eliminate, you know, or femininity is not doing anything to eliminate masculinity. That still exists. It's still, if you're looking for certain type of, I still think you can get it. It's still there, you know what I'm saying? Because if they, like you say, it goes back to authenticity. So if those people really believe that and value that and want it to be that, they still exist. And it goes specifically what you were saying, right? It's authentic to them. So they wouldn't be able to be swayed either way.
Right. And then too, going to what you said, I think one of the things, and I guess I'm kind of talking on your side now, I go back and forth. Now I'm going more to that side because I see the where the money resides, that guy. Mm-hmm. I've heard so many straight men use that. And I'm like, I mean, men who are in the church, I'm like, do you know who that came from?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And they just like, where the money resides, but I'm like, do you know, that's not the women that tried to take that did not, that came from a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is,
and that's how Barry
had a lot of times they be all up in our mix like they always have. That's what it be like. They be trying to act like they don't be staying, but then they be all up in our mix like we be minding our business. I know I be minding my damn business. And y'all be paying so much attention. And we've talked about this before, but I think that's the thing. Like, y'all so busy trying to oppress it, but at the same time, y'all be paying attention. Y'all be looking at the stuff. Y'all be seeing, like, if y'all don't like it, and going back to authenticity, then you should not even be coming across a page of where the money resides. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe, but then your wife is into it. Your wife be loving us. And then their wife be making them watch Housewives. You know what I'm saying? So they expose us and then they be talking one thing. Oh, well, not with all this gay shit. But then you be catching an episode of Housewives every week.
And tripping about themselves. They conflicted with themselves. And again, you know, and so I just like this topic around the femininity and Of course, I'm pro it. And like, again, you know, a lot of people are going to have their opinions about whether it's Lil Nas X, whether it's Lil Pump, whether it's, I don't know, shoot, Floyd Mayweather, right? Like, come on now, that ain't the biggest cunt, masculine.
Wait, and I did not know him and Jason Lee was so cool.
I'm just saying. So what I'm saying is, I'm here for the variety. And I said this before in the episode, Black folks deserve variety. We deserve the whole fucking spectrum. If white folks can, you don't know whether the white man is gay, the Asian man, unless they just, you know, we don't even be knowing. I mean, and with us, it gotta be white or Black, right? And it is certain situations for certain people that it is Black and white. But I just feel like femininity, I feel like it's going for the better, you know? And again, maybe because I feel like people in the communities that I am a part of, we just feel a little bit more seen. I feel a little bit more comfortable being myself. I feel a little bit more at ease wearing my nails, wearing my hoop earrings, wearing whatever cunt, if my blonde hair when I did wear it, whatever I felt like was going, you know, the purses, whatever I wanted to wear. I feel like I'm at a place now, society, it just feels a little bit more comfortable to be free in that way. And so I think we deserve.
I just say, don't suppress. Look, I say, let your kids be who your kids want to be and let them go through the cycles of who they want to be to a certain degree. I won't go into that. But I mean, I'm not saying try to control what your kids. I'm just saying, you know, your kids are still the kids. You still have to govern how you raise your kids. Your kids can't, you know, they can't make all the decisions. I'm still your parent, little thing, whoever you are. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, don't suppress your kids. And because we've talked about this before. It just, when you do that, it just messes your kid up so bad when they get older. Like, you know, trying to talk to dudes at my dynasty who has these issues that they have when it's not cute. And I don't have time for it. And I'm not what?
Talking about those nigga, those kind of guys that be messed up.
Oh yeah. No, them, I'm not dealing with them. They really be messed up. And it be a lot of times I always stem it back to their parents. I'm like, they parents messed them up when they were younger because they probably wanted to be something, one thing, and they went and did this, lived this whole totally different life that they didn't want to do. And I feel like their wiring starts getting messed up. So I mean, look, that's why you gotta talk to your kids, be honest with your kids, and you know, and just, you know, all this trying to, like you said, I guess the suppression of things that you don't like or stuff that you don't enjoy, you trying to put it on your kids. I don't agree with that per se, but
there's so much stuff I don't like that's non-queer, that's maybe even non-Black, that I'm like, which is not my thing.
Yeah,
I'm okay, and I'll be okay with it. I don't know why they patties be so in a bunch. And we said a lot of stuff on this podcast about stuff that's not our thing. Mm-hmm. Like, and it has not become this thing that, because it's not our thing, that now we the oppressor of that thing, right? Yeah, like, no. It's so crazy to me that they get so wrapped up in what something that's not for them.
Right.
Like, you spend a lot of time defending something that's not for you. Like, if I'm going to fight and spend a lot of my energy, it's going to be something for me. It's going to be something that's going to make my life better. Something that I think I deserve and should be given or should be have access to or accomplished. You know, I'm not going to spend my time to try to tear somebody else's quality of life. Draining. It's draining. I mean, it's a whole platform. It's money to be made. It's a whole business, right, of people, over, you know, the oppression of people and freedoms and stuff like that.
So. Yeah. One of my pro-Black people talk about that. Like, people be on her video and they make them these comments. And she like, well, let them go ahead and talk. She's like, because she's a therapist. And she like, there's something wrong with that person. Like, I know there's something wrong with that person. Like, because somebody in their right mind is not going to sit here and watch something for a full hour that is, like you just said, has nothing to do with anything. It has nothing to do with them. And it's not speaking anything to them, for them. pro them, nothing. And they're going to sit through the whole thing. She was like, there's something wrong with that person. And I told, so she was like, let them sit here. They want to, that's their issue. That they sitting, that's a, you know, I don't want to say it, but she's a, it's an issue. So yeah, I guess to just to wrap it up and tie it in the bow and make it try to sound pretty. I'm here for the guys if they, you know, if that is truly authentically who you are and you're expressing yourself and, you know, all that, you don't want to fit that, all that macho stuff. Because I've said it before, I like Metro. I mean, even if, I guess you say, I mean, I'm pro Butch Queen. And yes, I have been with Butch Queens. But I'm just saying, I'm pro a man that's in touch with some of his, I am in touch with a man of feminine side. He does some feminine things. He does all kind of maintenance and does all type of cleaning. I'm here for it all. And I don't give a fuck. Well, that's not what, you know, back in the day, well, that's not what the trade doing. Girl, fuck that.
Who wants the trade, nasty ass? You can keep the trade away from me. I ain't never been, you know, they gonna have to, they had to be the cut trade then.
Right, like, no, you're right.
Like, I need to know that you was, like, nobody would know nasty trade or know this idea that they don't do that, they don't wash their balls. Like, what, girl? Again, that's for you.
If it's for you.
You know, that is not a delicacy for me. That's not on the menu.
No, give me not a on the menu. Give me a Diddy. I got more skincare products than a bitch. Give me that. I know Diddy probably be doing, he probably get his asshole bleached. I'm here for it.
Okay. It's clean.
But I guess that's it. Unless you have something else you wanted to end it with.
You can hit me up at Mr. Telltales on IG, Facebook, yeah, Twitter, and I'm Tyreek, and call me by your name, call me when you want me, call me, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry. How they gonna reach you?
Y'all can find me, well, first, go to essenceofstyle.com, that's my website, that's where, you know, you can find out everything that you need to know about me and what I'm working on and, you know, what I can do to help you out, so check that out, but... my main hub is Instagram. You find me on Instagram on Essence of Style. You can go follow me there. My page will be a lot more bumping now, so you'll be seeing a lot of me from here on out.
Can you go live with me on your Instagram page?
We need to go live. We can go live. I'm supposed to be doing a live on Thursday. So maybe I could do it with you. I don't know how I would tie it into my own stuff though. But yeah, we'll talk about it because I'm supposed to be going live on Thursday. But anyway, that's that. Essence of Style on Instagram. Hit me up. You can DM me, ask me questions, you know, ask for my number. I might give it to you, you know. I don't know. That's it. I holla. When I look for ruler, why?